The Kingston-based TMI Project is offering a storytelling workshop this weekend through the Omega Women's Leadership Center at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies in Rhinebeck. Here's TMI Project Executive Director Eva Tenuto.
TMI Project is, it stands for what people think it stands for, too much information. We get people to tell the too much information parts of their stories, the parts that they usually leave out because they're too ashamed or embarrassed to share them. And after we set up a really safe space in our workshop and help people find the story that they feel they really need to tell through a series of very specific writing prompts and free writing exercises, we then help edit their stories and help them craft them into monologues specifically for stage performance. And they end up sharing the stories with audiences of hundreds sometimes that they previously thought they might not be able to share with just one person. So after we had experienced in the first couple of years that this kind of transformational impact was happening very consistently, we felt like we needed to start a community outreach initiative. And so we started working with a lot of different populations that really don't often have a chance to tell their stories or be heard. So we've now to date worked with incarcerated teen boys and women who've survived domestic violence situations. And we do an ongoing workshop with the Mental Health Association of Ulster County and work with a lot of adults who have mental illnesses that they're living with. We've also worked with many teens in the LGBTQ community and do an ongoing workshop at PTAC High School in Kingston.
And while the TMI Project itself works with both men and women, the workshop at Omega is for women only, and it's a somewhat abbreviated form of what TMI Project offers.
And so in this context of women in leadership, I think that there are tremendous benefits to being able to share personal stories and have them get out of the way so you can keep moving forward. I feel like even for myself, the work that I've done in the organization, and we take the workshop when we teach it, so I'm telling personal stories all the time. It's always peeling the onion and taking off the next layer of things that might be holding me back and places that I might be afraid to go and stepping into them boldly anyway. So I love how it can come at this issue from both angles and hope that that's what we experience when we're at Omega, that we can have a lot of women really feeling like they're stepping into something that feels really powerful and that they're shedding something that might have been holding them back, so that when they finish the workshop and they go home, they will not just have a story in their hands, but they'll have potential to be living things out in a different way.
Eva, how did you come to start TMI?
I grew up keeping secrets in my family. When I was 11, I found out that my mom had a son that she gave up for adoption, and I discovered it by listening in on a phone call and didn't tell my sisters that I knew that for years. So I was the only kid in the family who knew that there was a child missing. It wasn't so much the information that I had, but it was that I did not share it that ended up causing me so many problems. And I ended up having pretty severe alcoholism for years and got sober about 11 years ago. And I had also done theater my whole life. So when I went into recovery, the thing that I loved the most was hearing stories. I loved the part of hearing people tell their true stories. And I ended up getting a gig directing the vagina monologues and did it 2 years in a row for a local women's organization after I got sober. And we raised a lot of money for this local women's organization. So the third year they asked me if I would do it again. And what I said to them was, I would love if I could take this group of women that I've been working with and have them tell their own true stories this year, because I know that, you know, three of the women who are in the cast have one woman shows that have never been produced, and another woman's been working on a memoir, and another one has short stories. And I know we have stories in us that could be really turned into a great performance. And so they allowed us to try it that year. And that was how TMI Project was born.